There's no practicing for a polar plunge. You can either do it or you can't. Tracy Susanna with the Sandusky Polar Plunge is kind enough to join us here in studio. Tracy, thank you so much for coming in. How are you?
Good. Thanks for having us.
Well, I learned a lot of things about this event while you were doing the news on the other side of the glass, my friend. So many cool aspects to this, but before we get into some of those, what are the basic details? When's this going down and where is this going down?
This is going down Saturday, January 27th. So we're just about a week out at the Thirsty Pony, and that's located at the entrance of Cedar Point, Cleveland Road, and Cedar Point Drive. Can't miss it.
Right, yeah, not too far from here in downtown Elyria. And for those that have never been a part of a polar plunge, can you explain to our listening audience what all goes into a polar plunge?
Well, of course, you get the cold water. We actually set up a pool and fill it from the hydrant, let it sit pretty much all morning long, and take turns jumping into it. Oh. And that's pretty much it.
What are the temps of this pool? Do you know? I mean,
They usually use a temp gun.
Yeah.
And usually roughly 32-ish.
Wow. That's you can't get much colder than that or it turns to ice, I believe. Yes.
Yeah, we've had to stir it before to keep it from freezing, so it's cold. It's cold.
That's all part of the process, right? It's a polar plunge. You mentioned earlier there are some ideas about maybe doing a solar plunge, but that's later on down the road. They call this a polar plunge for a reason, so the water's got to be pretty doggone cold. Now, I think there are a number of different ways of doing it. You were telling me about earlier. You guys do it in a pool, but it can also be done in the open water, too, right?
Right. We've got other plunges in the area that do open water. We used to do it at Cedar Point Beach. Got a little shallow for us, so we emptied, to go to the pool and have everything located in one spot.
Probably a little easier to function, especially this year. They've got ice mountains basically being created over there.
Right. Yeah. Like I said, depending on the weather and the wind, and we've had a lot of wind lately, it sucks the water out. It's on the sandbar. We had nothing but muck one year, so like I said, we go to the pool and it's clean, and you can go right inside a building and get warm.
I like that idea. I think that probably has to be one of the best ideas. Tell me, who are the people who come out and do something like this, diving in to nearly frozen water?
We have a lot of police officers in the area. We've had a lot of political people, some of the commissioners, trustees from the city, families. It's a big family event. Thirsty Pony Quality Inn is bowling, laser tag, indoor water park, off-track betting for the adults. I mean, they've got everything, and it's centrally located.
Now, there are a lot of different facets to this, but it's not just people showing up and jumping into the pool. There are pledges, there are sponsorships. If you can, kind of elaborate on that process.
We ask everybody to do a minimum of $75 donation. You can get that. You can do it yourself, or you can go out and get donations. We have a website that you can go to, which is SanduskyPolarPlunge.org. You can set up your own web page and send out emails, let people know that you're doing it. Students, if there's any students that want to do it, only have to raise $50. For that, you get the after party. You get a T-shirt saying, "I took the plunge and participated." But for those that don't, we also have a program called Too Chicken to Plunge.
That might be where I fall.
A $30 donation. Get you a shirt, you come cheer us on, and you get to go to the after party, and you don't have to get wet.
See, you've contributed to the process, and you don't have to endure the vigors that come along with jumping into that freezing cold water. So I like that aspect of it as well. Tracy Susanna with Sandusky Polar Plunge is our guest here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. And, before we get into the proceeds and where they go and who this benefits, all that good stuff, I need to throw the term out there because you brought it to my attention a little bit earlier. Sometimes you need things to help you get into that ice cold water. You guys call it antifreeze. I think it's also known as liquid courage as well, right? Are there any other names I'm missing?
No, that about covers it.
Antifreeze is far and away my favorite. So if I head out to an establishment tonight, I'll just say antifreeze and hope that the bartender knows what I'm talking about here. But this is all for a wonderful cause. And for those that have never been a part of a Polar Plunge before, you know, the pledges, the sponsorships, they all go towards something. What are they going towards?
They go towards Special Olympics Ohio. It goes to raise funds to train them in different sporting events. We have probably over 26,000 athletes within the state of Ohio. It gives them the opportunity to get together, participate, and compete against each other. Just like everybody else does, they do have disabilities, but they can do it. They get out there, and the encouragement that they give all of us is probably the biggest reward. I've got to work with them on different events. We do a torch run to bring in the Summer Games for Special Olympics. Interacting with them is just amazing. If you haven't participated in anything, this is the time to come out and do it.
Yeah, no doubt about that. It goes for a wonderful cause. And obviously, if people are willing to jump into some ice-cold water in order to do this and raise some money for this, you obviously you know how good it is and how much better it makes you feel also. Well, this is the 13th year you guys have had this in Sandusky, right?
Correct.
How has this evolved and how has this grown over the course of the last 13 years?
The first few years, we had maybe 25, 30, 40. The numbers have gone up and up and up. We usually have 150 to 200 people take the plunge. Last year, we raised over $26,000 at our event alone. So, of course, we're always hoping to raise more money. And the events, like I said, there are numerous throughout the state. And it all benefits Special Olympics Ohio, and that's what it's about.
Obviously, a great cause in that. Tracy, did you jump in yourself?
I do.
All right.
I do.
Explain to me. Yeah, I want to know. Yeah. I want to know what's going through your mind as you get ready to take that leap.
So can you please tell us the story that you were telling me earlier? That I'm sure you jumped in prepared before, but if you could, tell us that story that you were telling me earlier.
Last year, I emceed the event. We kind of announced the different teams as they jump in. So I was out standing outside the whole time. I was nice and bundled up. And I was hoping they would forget that I hadn't taken the plunge because I didn't plunge with my group that I normally do. And everybody was done. And at the end, they were like, "Hey, Tracy, you haven't plunged yet." And we get a great crowd out there. So when you got a crowd going, jump, jump, jump. I wasn't going to go in and change. I took my coat and my hat off, and I jumped in my jeans, tennis shoes, shirt and all. Not a good idea. The less is better. Less is better. Shorts, T-shirts, but we have some that come in costumes. We have a costume contest, and we've had some great, we've had Popeye and Olive Oil come and jump with us. We've had Uncle Sam
That's great.
Come and jump with us. We have a group called the Lifesavers, and they're some of our local hospital employees, nurses, cool. doctors that come in. So our team is called the Copsicles. We have a big group of police officers sure. and family and friends that come in and jump in with us. And we wear a different colored shirt every year, popsicle color. This year we're going as a variety pack.
Okay.
Anybody wear whatever color they want. And we invite you can come out that morning and sign up for the event.
That's cool.
Yeah, very cool stuff. Now, I'm curious. You mentioned a few there, Olive Oil and Popeye, Lifesavers. What are some of the other unique costume ideas you've seen over the years? I mean, 13 years of doing this, I'm sure you've seen some very unique combinations and some very unique costumes to the point where you guys actually have a costume contest. What are some of the more unique costume ideas you've seen?
We've had Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
I like that one.
And Snow White, let me tell you, was a friend of ours. Very large man. So Snow White
really
was
not the best
beauty.
Who are the dwarves exactly? I'm just curious. That's Snow White, all right.
A bunch of the different reporters and stuff from our local newspaper.
Very cool.
We've had Dr. Seuss, and we had Susie, and that was the big man again.
Wow.
But we had Thing 1 and 2 and those kind of things. We had the babysitters at one point, and they had babies attached to their butts, so they were actually sitting on the babies. We've just, whatever you can come up with. We've got team superheroes that come, and they're always dressed as different superheroes. It just, whatever you can come up with, the craziest, and we go by everybody in the establishment's vote. We cheer them as they walk through. We parade them through, and we've just had a lot of great different costumes. Last year we had the blow-up dinosaur.
Nice.
You've seen the dinosaur, and
that's
he actually plunged in the dinosaur costume.
Jeez, wow.
So
that'd be tough because you can't get out of it right away.
Yeah,
you've got to kind of float around.
Oh, yeah. We've had some come in actual polar bear costume.
Wow.
And jump in. I mean, you know, we've had Mickey Mouse. We've had, you know, just ice cubes. We've had, you know, grapes where they've had the balloons all over. Just whatever you can come up with. The crazier, the better.
Have you always had the contest, or did it kind of evolve as people just dressed up daily?
We have, but it's grown. I mean, it's grown because the first year we only had a couple participants that did it, but every year we've gotten more, and everybody always tries to figure out a costume.
Sure. If you're willing to jump into freezing cold water, you should be willing to dress up. I wouldn't say that. Yeah.
Well, sure, you got to have some fun with it. I mean, you just kind of got dumped in your jeans and your shoes and your socks. You had to be soaking. See, that's the thing, too. Jeans soak up all that water.
Yes, they do. Not recommended. I was actually swimming around in the pool because I couldn't get my footing, and it was just like just soaking up more and more water trying to get out.
What's it like the moment you hit that water? I got to know. Take your breath away?
It does. Yeah. It does. And your body kind of tightens up and gets a little stiff. But the biggest and most important thing for the plunge, you have to have an official towel holder.
Okay.
A towel holder?
Makes sense.
Is that like a boxer having a manager? Is it that kind of thing?
Pretty much. Have my robe ready. Have my towel ready for when I get out to wrap you in. And we have plenty of people that volunteer to be official towel holders.
Well, and you said the fire department typically shows up, so in case things get too crazy, there's...
We have a firefighter in a dry suit.
Dry suit. That's what I was looking for.
But I'm going to tell you, his face is not covered. Our participants, let's see if we can splash him. So they get wet. Swimrite Pools is the company that comes in and sets up the pool for us. They hold the ladder and help people out. They get soaked. Everybody kind of makes it a game to try and get everybody else wet.
Sure.
That don't come in and do the plunge.
I'm about how many people are in the pool at a time?
We have three or four jump in at a time, just for safety purposes. And, you know, we wait for them to get out and the next group. So sometimes you're standing out there a little while waiting.
Understood.
You can't get your body acclimated to the cold air. And mentally, you think that's going to help, and it doesn't.
Yeah. I would think it'd go the other way. I'd be thinking too much about it as it got closer, the longer and longer.
See, I guess I could kind of equate it to, have you ever been whitewater rafting?
I have not.
Right. Tracy, have you ever been?
It's a good time. Yep.
Oh, it's a great time.
Great.
See, I think I've been about three or four times. Now, the first time I went, I was so worried about being dumped in. I went in the fall, and it was a pretty cool fall day. The whole time you're in that raft, you're thinking, don't fall in, don't fall in, don't fall in. But you're living in fear that whole time of falling in. And then when you fall in, you enjoy the rest of the afternoon because the fear is taken away. It's not so bad. Because then if you get dumped in again, it's no big deal. You've experienced it. You know you're not going to die. I mean, that's the whole thing. You feel like you're going through that whole trip, and you're like, oh, my God, what happens if I get dumped in? Then you get dumped in, and you realize everything's okay. So when you're looking at it, you're thinking about it, that's got to be freezing. If I jump in, that's so cold. Then you jump in, and you're like, okay, yeah, it's cold, but you know what? I did it. I'm good. We're okay.
It's done and over with. We have some that ease themselves into it, off the edge. I got to get in and get it done. And sometimes, you know, a little push from the back because you get up there going, oh, why did I say I would do this? But then when you're done, it's like, yes, I did it. And you feel great. And we have a good time and celebrate that.
Yeah. Sounds like the best way to do it is to have the crowd chant. That gives you a little adrenaline to get going on that. But other than that, it sounds just plain chilly.
Yeah, well, you know what, though? It's all for a good cause. You can get chilly for just a few minutes, and you'll be fine. You have an official towel holder there. That makes you feel more important also. When you get out of the pool, you've got somebody waiting there with a towel. So I love how you guys set that up also. It's very good stuff. Now, you did say there is another rule, and apparently the one polar plunge I was at in Charleston, West Virginia about 11 years ago, they violated this rule because the people I saw jumping in, they jumped in wetsuits, and Tracy, you said that's a no-no.
Yes, it's not. The whole idea is to be freezing for a reason, and wetsuits, I know how they work. They help some, but we want you to have the full experience of being nice and ice cold.
I'm with you, Tracy. If you're going to wear a wetsuit, you're just cheating the idea. You should just jump in nice and ready to go.
Yeah, you should be ready to rock and roll. You should know what you're getting into. I mean, look, you guys set that up pretty nicely. Again, I love that idea about having an official towel holder ready for you when you walk out. Well, Tracy, before we let you go, for our listeners out there wondering how they can get involved, even if they're not jumping in, what was it again? Two chicken to jump? Is that what it was?
Two chicken to plunge.
Two chicken to plunge. Okay, for all those out there who are wondering how they can get involved, how can they do that?
The big thing, go to the website, SanduskiPolarPlunge.org. It has all the details for the two chicken to plunge, the donation pages, the events themselves, you know, the costume contest. Friday night, we have pre-registration. We have a little hospitality room set up. You can come. We have raffle baskets, and it's a family affair. You have to be at least 8 years old to plunge. Eight and up, but come out, cheer us on, come see what it's all about, and hopefully next year you'll join us. If not, take the plunge this year.
Very cool stuff. Tracy, this was a lot of fun. Thanks for coming in studio with us and telling us all about the Sandusky Polar Plunge.
Thank you very much.